This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Philadelphia 76ers are one of the marquee franchises of the National Basketball Association. They have won three championships. They've had some of the league's all-time greats wear the uniform. This year, however, they are just terrible. 18 wins, 61 losses, right at the bottom of the league in home attendance as well. And yes, every team does go through years when they are rebuilding, but not every team trades out its veteran players for younger prospects and higher draft picks, banking on a very, very uncertain future. Michael Sokolov writes about the hapless Sixers for the New York Times Magazine this weekend and why they might be doing what they're doing. Michael, good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
You say very unkind things about the Philadelphia 76ers in this article, man. Very unkind. The least capable assemblage of basketball players ever? Well, I mean, come on.
Well, I said some kind things,
well,
too.
That's
yes, I did say that. And they are a lovable group, but they are entirely overmatched. When they go out there against a good NBA team or even a decent NBA team playing hard, they have very little chance to win.
They are owned by a group of New York financiers who bought the team, what, three, 4 years ago. The general manager is a Stanford MBA who's a sports analytics guy, right?
That is correct.
And they are now just, I mean, they're playing the odds, basically. They're saying, listen, we're gonna churn through this, find as many good young players as we can and keep them and then throw the rest away.
Well, they're playing the odds, but the interesting thing is that the odds have never been played in this way. You know, there have been teams in the NBA that weren't great teams, and they built steadily, and they became good teams. The plan that the Sixers are attempting has never been tried before, and it may be a very clever plan, or it may be too clever a plan.
I would go with a different word, actually. I would call it deeply, deeply cynical.
I think it is deeply cynical.
Do you think that this team is actually in tank mode? That is to say, and this is a tough accusation to make, right? Consciously losing games as a way to, in the long run, better their chances.
Well, it depends what you consider tank mode. The players surely are not tanking. They're trying very hard. Management is certainly tanking. There's not a move that they have made last year or this year that has had the intent of giving them a better chance to win the next game.
This whole article reminded me of Moneyball, the book by Michael Lewis about the Oakland A's and Billy Beane, who did a similar thing sort of with the Oakland A's 10 or 12 years ago.
You know, Kai, I think a lot of people would see it that way, but if you remember Moneyball, you know, Billy Beane is pacing and he's going crazy. He's living and dying with each game, game's result. He's trying to win, and he's trying to win soon.
You couldn't get the ownership of this team to go on the record with what the heck they're up to, but you did get him to talk about sort of a philosophy, right?
I think we can intuit the philosophy is, you know, we've got a better plan. The rest of y'all out there trying to win right now and trying to win gradually and trying to do it in some traditional sense. Look at us. We've got a plan that's going to work. Just wait and see. But if there's such a thing as sports ethics, and maybe that's questionable in and of itself, but if there's such a thing as that, you know, I think this really pushes the line of what's ethical, because I think you're supposed to go out there and try to win. And they're clearly not in that mode.
It's interesting to contrast that, then, the ownership's mentality with the players' mentality. You spend a good amount of time with the players. The closing scene is actually a practice, which is rare in the NBA during the season because they travel so much. But it's a practice in which enthusiasm, you write, was really high.
Well, Kai, I absolutely love the players because no more than two or three of them have an assured NBA career.
Wow.
And the rest of them are out there auditioning and getting court time, which they could not get with any other team in the NBA. So these guys are desperate. They're diving on the floor for loose balls. If they have a bad shooting night, they're in the gym that night past midnight practicing their shots. So you want to root for these guys. You want them to have what they want.
Well, you ask one of these kids, right, because they're all really young. You ask one of them, what's the best part about being in the NBA? And the guy says, best part about being in the NBA is being in the NBA, man.
Yes, he looked at me like I was an utter fool for asking that question.
Mike Sokolov, his article in the New York Times Magazine this weekend, it's online now, we should say, is called How Low Can the Philadelphia 76ers Go? And the answer, by the way, is pretty low. Mike, thanks very much.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, Kai.